President Obama laid out a strategy for battling the Islamic State, and we're hearing his plans elsewhere in the program. We're also tracking West Africa's fight against Ebola, and we'll visit a place in such bad shape that Ebola is an opportunity for some. The virus hit Liberia as it was struggling to recover after two civil wars. The economy is a wreck. And in Liberia's Lofa County, some people hope Ebola gives them work. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports.
Dozens of Liberians hover outside the Doctors Without Borders Ebola clinic in Foya in Lofa County. They're all looking for temp work. Young, unemployed women and men are waiting and hoping their names will be called out for jobs such as hygienist or carpenter. Alfred Ponge is a 24-year-old student.
I came in the morning, 8 o'clock.
And how many mornings have you been coming?
About 2 weeks now.
You come at 8 o'clock in the morning every day, and you've been coming for 2 weeks?
Yes.
Ponge says he's ready to do whatever work is offered: dig holes, crush rocks, erect additional tents, or carry plants. Another student, Mary Numa, who's 26, is also job hunting. She peels an orange and waits patiently, telling NPR...
I want to be working with dressing staff area.
And have you had any luck so far? Have you been able to find work here?
Yes.
Their need for work is apparently overriding their concern about being infected with Ebola. Numa says she's arrived for her first day of training in the zone where relief agency staff dress up in protective clothing. But other than these few temporary jobs, Ebola is costing Liberia's post-war economy dearly. Stephen Zago, an aspiring candidate for the National Senate, is also a businessman in Vonjima, the Lofa County capital. He runs a security company, a gas station franchise, and owns a hotel.
Ebola has affected business immensely because a lot of our customers to support our business, those that come to our guest house, are no more around. They've all left.
Zago says agriculture, once the backbone of Lofa's economy, has been hard hit twice over. First, the civil war, and now Ebola.
Before the war, this part of Liberia was considered as the breadbasket. Most of the food you see in Monrovia came from Lofa, but now it's the other way around. Take, for example, recently, the World Food Program sent to Lofa some 2,000 bags of rice for distribution among the people of Lofa. Normally, people of Lofa don't live on handout.
But it's donations of Liberia's staple food, rice, that many people are desperately hoping for. Take the tiny village of Nyewolihun, an hour and a half's drive from Vonjima. That includes a bumpy, uphill motorbike taxi ride away from the nearest town. School principal, cum farmer, Matthew Indorle, says they're hurting.
A lot of us are starving.
Starving or hungry?
Hungry. We have to go out and look for food. The little we had when we are getting the new harvest, we should store it and continue with the old rice. But the old rice are all gone. It's about finishing. Only the bush end.
Indole says many farmers are just too frightened of Ebola to tend their farms.
In fact, most people are afraid to go in the bushes, thinking that if he or she goes, they might encounter Ebola because they say the wild animals got it and we've got a lot of monkeys around us here.
The health authorities have warned people not to eat bushmeat because some animals, such as bats, are carriers of the Ebola virus.
You need some onion?
But beef, or cow meat, as it's called here in Liberia, is still safe to eat. That's one of the dishes 39-year-old Mohamed Bar serves up on the menu at the Quick Service Centre in Vonjima, which is close to the border with neighbouring Guinea.
Vonjima was depending on Guinea before, more than even Monrovia, because even the cow meat, as what we eat, the fresh meat we got from Guinea.
Beef, the meat, beef you get.
From Guinea, but right now the border is closed, so we have serious problem. Yeah, if the border is continuing to close, surely we're not going to get fresh meat here now.
Ba says he gets the occasional customer coming to watch soccer on the television and perhaps eat a meal. But times are tough since Ebola hit Lofa.
Everybody used to come and eat here. But right now, as you can see, take a look. Nobody is around.
Except us. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Vonjima.